Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March the 2nd, 62nd day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor, the guy with droopy roads, Ryan Sundberg.
It's technically in Del Norte County.
No. I was saying Stagecoach.
Oh, Stagecoach. Well, no, that road's gone, not droopy.
Oh, okay. The guy who's missing parts of his personality.
Easy. I'm sitting right here.
Yeah. Who? Our quote this morning, in honor of the first broadcast of the Cactus League with the Giants in about, 3 hours over on KEKA. Mm. This comes from, this is an anonymous one. A little pretty pocketbook written in 1744. And it's entitled Base, Space, Ball. The ball once struck off, away flies the boy to the next destined post, and then home with joy.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's our little baseball quote for the year. How's that?
I like it.
Yeah. And now you can take your transistor, plug in your earphone, go to any meeting you want this afternoon. Just like the old days, huh?
Yep.
Oh, boy. So how's the budget process coming along? Have there been any surprises so far? Anything that you're looking at? Anything that department heads are asking for? Any goofy submissions with Measure Z that have got you scratching your head and going, don't think so?
Oh, yes, always. But so we had our mid-year budget review, and then right now what we're preparing for is the normal budget year, and we have our community budget meetings coming up this week.
Tomorrow night? It's Thursday night, right?
Thursday night, yeah.
You going to wear a tie?
Am I going to wear a tie?
Yeah.
No, I live in McKinleyville.
What?
I only wear a tie when I have to.
How about a mask?
No mask.
You don't have to?
No.
Okay. No. I know, you're right here.
Yeah. So what is interesting in there?
What are you looking for from tomorrow night stuff? Are you looking for feedback about the budget, about the proposed budget that's coming up? Or is it just kind of a sounding opportunity for folks to not have to drive all the way into Eureka?
Well, I think it's a good sounding place, but I think what I get most out of it is what are people's priorities for the budget? You know, because there is money that is discretionary, which means we can spend it on, you know, different things. And it's nice to know exactly what the public's thinking and what they think we should spend it on. And, you know, even we're going to take input on Measure Z, you know, so this last year, one of the things that came up was roads, you know, how much money should we put into roads? And that is...
Matson's behind everybody. Everything.
All of it. Yeah. Well, the thing is we could put all of it in there and it still wouldn't, you know, take care of the problem.
That's because you let it disappear.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me of that. Yeah.
Hey, you know, there's a role that I provide in this.
I like it. Yeah. So, you know, mainly that's what I'm there to hear is what the priorities are and, you know, what is the public thinking? Are they thinking that, you know, what does public safety mean to people? That's probably one of the questions I want to get out of Thursday is what do they think that is, you know, because that, you know, you think about it and pretty much you can make a case for a lot of things for public safety, but people's lines are in different places of where that starts and ends. And I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say.
Well, hopefully you'll be looking forward to hear what I have to say when we come back. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. Back talking shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the concept of public safety, of input, of things of that nature in the public setting, whether it's, you know, this unique presentation or this unique approach that you guys are going to be using on tomorrow night or different, I would think you'd want to chum the water a little bit. You just throw out a couple of, here's some areas that I have some interest in. Voom, voom, voom. At least so people know that you're looking for something in those areas rather than blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't really give you the feedback that you're looking for, even direct comments in the areas that you have interest in. It's more about that department or this department that might all be electeds that you guys really don't have too much influence over.
Well, we do have influence over all the budgets of the electeds because the Board of Supervisors approves that budget. But
one the allocation of those dollars.
We do the allocation, and then they spend it, you know, however they want within the allocation.
I want more sheriffs in. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. You know, you guys can't do that one.
We can't say where the sheriffs are placed, but we can say how many are hired. But one of the nice things that they do at the budget meetings is at 5:30 before the meeting starts, they have a meet and greet time, and so we get to, you know, spend some time with the constituents and ask them, you know, what their priorities are and prep them for what's coming. And so I get a lot out of that too. So I'm hopeful that a lot of people can show up to that.
Get there early. Stay late.
That's right.
Drink heavily. Oh, okay. Maybe not.
Yeah, not that part.
Are you looking for that lightning bolt, or are you looking for poundage and consensus? Would you rather have five different ideas that are all eh, or five guys all saying the same thing, confirming thoughts?
I don't know. I think either one would be fine with me. I just want to hear from them. And, you know, it seems like it always comes up during the year where different subjects will come up and I'll be able to refer back to the budget process in the meeting and say, you know, in my meeting, you know, 10 people all told me that there weren't enough sheriffs in McKinleyville. You know, that's why I'm making this decision today, because I've heard that loud and clear from people, you know, and so, you know, that it's just another way to get input. You know, we do emails and personal meetings and phone calls, and, you know, we try and get as much input as possible from people so you get a good feeling of the pulse of the community. And I mean, part of it's just being in the community, being out and about and hearing from people and the trick is to try and run into as many normal people as you can, so you get a real test of what people are thinking.
That explains why you're hiding behind the trees.
Doesn't explain why I'm here today, does it?
No, not at all. This is called balancing the equation.
I'm tipping the scales the other way with Brian.
You got to have some reference for what you're looking to avoid. How many is a lot? I mean, if you had 100 people show up to your gathering and 75 all comment in the same way.
That is definitely.
Is that a ton? Is that a lot?
That's a ton, yeah.
75 out of 20,000? I mean, how do you know if that's a groundswell or just a couple of people?
That would be a lot, you know, because you got to think, if you get people to come out and actually voice an opinion one way or the other, you've motivated them in some way, positively or negatively, most of the time negatively. And so, you know, and then you pair that with information you're hearing other places and on Facebook and social media and your friends and family, and, you know, you put all that information together and you go, okay, this is definitely a direction and a pulse of what's happening out there right now. I better pay attention.
And if it's physically impossible to do?
Nothing is physically impossible to do.
Oh, I bet you've been told a couple of things that you physically can't do.
I can't do, but I can find someone to do it.
Measure Z would be one of those areas I think that would tend to get a lot of comment because it's perceived by a lot of folks in the community. Okay, granted that it's in place, so you don't have the argument of yes or no, that it needs to be spent towards, and then they're willing to tell you where to spend it towards, because it's free money, it's new money. It's not free money.
Nothing's free.
It's new money.
Yeah.
Money that's not allocated. I just remember the battles.
Discretionary money.
Well, with the library, the battles, and I know that probably predates you a little bit, but the battles, citing the library, well, you got the money, you need to go to, Well, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know, let's consider it. You need to spend this on, you know, well, not necessarily. You know, it's an opinion. It's something to consider. But when people start saying the absolutes, does that give you a feeling of what their passion is for it? Or their myopic vision that their anybody else's opinion counts?
No, I think they're just passionate about what they're saying. I mean, that's the way I would take that. It's interesting with Measure Z, and I don't know if people realize all the time where that money goes, but, you know, when this first came through, we heard as a board, especially loud and clear, this is for public safety, boots on the ground. And so the number one priority was fully fund the sheriff's ask. You know, so the sheriff asked for
uniforms,
this amount of money.
Many,
you know, was it 30 positions, I think, is what he asked for. He got the whole amount. You know, so a little bit was taken back because it was going to take him longer to hire those 30 people. He still doesn't have those 30 people hired, and we're almost on the next year. But he gets the full amount of what he's asked for. And Maggie Fleming, our DA, got what she asked for. Probation, and then the Fire Chiefs Association got a huge amount. And so then there's a little bit left over that we all get to fight over.
Ah, the fighting will continue when we return. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Ryan, before the break, you were talking about Measure Z a little bit and how uniforms, sheriff, law enforcement, that was it for Measure Z, regardless of some of the creative interpretations people had on what public safety meant and law enforcement. But right at the end, you said, or you made allusions to the fact that there was still a little bit of money left over, some scraps that were there, and that was kind of where the gloves came off a little bit. Okay. You satisfied with how that came down, and is there going to be round two chasing the scraps for other small little projects this year?
Well, there's $3 to $4 million in scraps here, so that's not, you know, it's not a small amount, and we're able to do quite a bit with that. And this,
and that's beyond everything else being refunded.
Yeah, and so re-upped, or however you want to say it. All the departments took a while to hire those positions. They were funded on day one for the full amount, and then it took them a while. So there was salary savings essentially in all those departments. And so we ended up carrying forward $1.2 million to this next funding round. So we had more than we needed basically for this last one. And that was after we funded the roads a little more. We did, we expanded the MIST program, the mobile intervention team. And then there was money put in for substance abuse and engagement out in the outlying areas for social services. So, and for kids especially. And so it's not really scraps when you look at it. I mean, that money can go a long ways. And,
but of the big chunk. It was a small percentage.
Yeah, out of the whole amount, the total of about $9 million is what the total is. And, you know, so there's roughly three or so.
Six is what the budget had projected, or what the experts.
That's what we were told, yeah.
So was this everybody's buying cars this year kind of year, and you see an artificial bump? Was this somebody missing what the projections were? And now $9 million is going to be kind of what the standard is. How do you treat this volatile thing that's hooked to something as flexible as sales tax?
So I think it was a combination of them estimating low, and also the sales tax going up. I don't know if I've talked to probably four different car dealerships, and every one of them told me they had their best year last year that they've had in like 20 years. So something's going on. You know, that's a big chunk
of
sales tax.
That's the next segment we're going to be talking about.
Oh, okay. Forget I said that. So, that I think it's a combination of revenue coming in a little higher and them being really conservative on the estimate. And I think, to be fair, I know some people are like, oh, they estimated low on purpose and tried to deceive the taxpayers and blah, blah, blah. But I know where the staff was coming from, especially Phil Smith Haynes before he left.
Yeah, he's coming from Kansas now.
Yeah, well, what they were worried about is, if you don't estimate on the conservative side on that, and then you allocate out more than what comes in, then you got to go back in and cut. So if you estimate on the low side, and then more comes in, then you have a better problem to fix, right? You have, okay, we've got money left over. We can either roll it over, and then, my goal at the end of this is, like, the ultimate goal would be to, not have to re-up this sales tax or do half of what it is, and try and, if we can fix
the first option.
Yeah, I think most people like no one likes sales tax, but I,
so
if we could.
What is the goal of this? And I don't. Well, I seem to think that was lost somewhere. You got a five-year, a pound of money, throw at society's ills for a period of time, mm-hmm. and hopefully that takes care of it. Well, it seems rather simplistic in that general description. So are there specific targets or goals that you're looking to zero out?
Yeah, one of the things is the rural fire departments. They are not funded properly. There's some of them, most of them are bake sale fire departments, and they just scrape along. And then others, and most, they respond outside of their districts and don't get reimbursed for any of that cost. And a lot of them are just saying, we can't do that anymore. We don't have enough money. We can't sell enough pies to be able to do that. And our equipment's getting beat up. It costs money for gas and insurance. And, so this first year, all those rural fire departments got turnouts, brand new turnouts and air packs. Every one of them got those. And so they've got all new equipment that they need. And I haven't seen what the request is for this time from the fire chiefs, but I'm sure that, they've got a plan for how to keep this going. The thing that we're doing on our end is we're using this money, part of this money, to plan out how to fix that problem long term. How do we create districts and get them tax revenue from more places, and fix
it's tough when the government owns such a large chunk of the property in Southern Humboldt
to
realistically do it. Well, Eureka, okay. Now,
well, in a lot of it's timberlands, and you charge right. by residents. There's just not a lot of.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, you look at these huge areas of land,
maybe you charge the feds on the per spotted owl.
No, we've sent them a bill for years.
That didn't work, huh? Okay. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, part of the budget year has got to have some allowances, and I don't know which way. Got to have some allowances for the passage of legalization. You guys have got your permit stuff that you're starting to roll out and the fines and all that kind of stuff for the medicinal, but you've also got the recreational that's out there. How are you able to put together a budget with this big elephant in the middle of the room that nobody really knows how it's going to impact the area?
Oh, that's a good question. So we haven't put the budget together at this point. So I'm not as, it's too early to tell how we're going to deal with that. But I guarantee we'll be having the conversation about how we integrate or not. You know, do we ignore it until it happens? You know, one of the things that's coming up is we're going to be putting out on the ballot in November an excise tax for cultivation area. You know, and so our interim.
Why the fall? Why not the general election? Is it just too close?
You can only do it at certain times. You know, I think it's on even years where certain people are on the ballot. It's all prescribed on when you can do revenue measures. So I didn't say tax measures because you get a funny look on your face whenever I do that. So
feels just as good.
So it's in November, and then we'll be putting that on, and our interim CAO came and let us know, you know, we wanted to know what would it do. And so on the low side, so she was taking, you know, if we got 10% participation and $1 a square foot from folks, it would be around $2 million. So that's a little discretionary chunk of change that would just be for the county, you know, and you start.
So that doesn't get earmarked to law enforcement or
it goes into the
probation.
Yeah, it goes into the general fund. Okay. And, you know, we've got pensions and roads and sheriffs and, you know, so I'm sure they'll find a good use for it somewhere. There'll be a home for it.
Permit enforcement.
You know what? That will probably be one of the number one things is, you know, because this whole program doesn't work unless you enforce it, you know.
Really?
I know.
You've been reading again?
I saw the light bulb go off.
Yeah. Not a grow light. Not here. So is you just kind of set aside knowing that this is going to be best guess?
You have to, yeah.
Whatever happens.
Ultimately, a budget is your best guess anyways, you know, so we're going to have to guess and get the crystal ball out for some of this stuff because we just don't know. You know, the permitting, you know, those are for staff expenses, you know, reimbursement for staff time and that kind of thing. So I don't really think that's going to be a huge hit or a huge revenue source. You know, that's going to just cover our costs. It's going to be the excise tax that we do that's really going to generate revenue. And then, you know, the state is going to have one also. McGuire just put one out for 15% on sales. And
just on pot, not
on
anything else.
No, just on just on the sales of it. And, you know, who knows how much is going to come back to the counties on that. You know, this says that it's
one, two.
Well, they say some of it's going to come back to the counties, but you know how that works. We've seen that song.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting as we get closer and closer and some of that legislation starts either to come to fruition or some of the, I guess the proposals are put in writing and we see what verbiage they contain also.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be one of the five right now. Have fun, though.
Oh, it's always fun.
Remember, you volunteered for this.
I'm still cussing the people who talked me into this.
See you tomorrow morning.